I think the only thing more difficult than keeping up with a podcast might be starting one. Because not only do you have to figure out what to do for the next episodes, you got to figure out how to start this one.
So here's the big question. How do everyday people like us, who didn't grow up wealthy and were not taught how to be wealthy in school, how are we supposed to learn to think, invest, and grow wealth like the top 1% without compromising our ethics and our values? My name is Jeremy Whaley. That was my big question. This podcast will give you the answers. You're listening to Think Rich Radio. Hey, everybody. Welcome to my brand new show, Think Rich Radio. It's great to have you with me here as we jump into learning how to start thinking differently about wealth and finances and investing. This is really more of a journey than anything, and I want to give a big shout out to Richard Krasick. He's really the inspiration for me launching off on this path because he's the one who said, Jeremy, you don't have to have it all figured out. We just want to be there and share in the journey with you. So thank you, Richard. You gave me incredible inspiration. You don't even know how much it meant to me the night that you sent me that sweet message. And in many ways, you are responsible for this new show. So how do you start a new podcast? It's always like this awkward thing, kind of like that first date that you go on. You know, you never quite know what to say. So I figure I'll just go ahead and get it out of the way. This is the worst it's ever going to be. We'll do the kind of a little bit of a bio. I'll tell you a little bit about my backstory here. And then as we move forward, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share all this information that I figured out over the years about how individuals like yourself, individuals like me who didn't grow up wealthy, individuals who didn't learn about building wealth in school, because hello, that's not what they teach us in school. They taught us to get a job. They taught us to get more and more educated, to go to college, to get in further debt, and to then come out and work a mediocre job, making mediocre pay with all these bills. It was like it was a giant conspiracy. And the truth is, that's not what any of us wanted, and that's not the life that we desired. And so if you're anything like me, when you grew up, one day you had this epiphany and you're like, oh, this isn't what I signed up for. Now what? And unfortunately, far too many people never get out of that that cycle. Like most of you, I did what they told me to do. I went to school, got a college degree. Woohoo! So cool. For me, that looked like a music degree because I went to music school. And when I got out of college, I didn't know what to do. So I went on the road and I joined a country guy by the name of Steve Gatlin. We ended up playing down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at this theater that we were part of. And that was wonderful. I was out on my own and, you know, just living life. It was a great way to live at the age of 21, 22, until one day we came in and they said, hey, the theater's gone broke. And we can't pay anybody. Before I knew it, I found myself unemployed. I'm on my own, and I'm 22, got myself a little apartment, got a lease, can't pay any of the bills. And that was my first financial crisis. Next thing I know, I move into Nashville, Tennessee to try to make it as a freelance musician, and scared to death. No training for the real world, just this crazy thing that we call music theory. Yeah, how much did that really prepare us? So quickly after I got to Nashville, I went to lunch with a guy by the name of Don. And Don really changed my life in that one lunch. It was such a unique experience. I didn't have any money. I mean, I checked my bank account before I go to this lunch. I just knew if I could get this lunch with Don that my world would change. I could get all the work I wanted. And so I look at my bank account, I have like $37. I had no money, but I knew I needed to buy lunch for this guy who's doing so much work. And so we took him to a little place called O'Charlie's, which I don't know if you have that where you live, but it was, you know, kind of an average restaurant. And I watched what he ordered and then figured out how much it was going to cost so I could make sure I could afford the lunch. And it was such an amazing lunch. I learned a lot, but what was really fascinating, maybe on the deeper level, was when we got done and we got ready to pay, I whipped out my bank card to pay, and Don put it down and he said, I make more money than you. Whenever you make more money than me, you can buy lunch. And I never forgot that lesson. And I've ended up buying a lot of lunches since then. But that lesson, when I needed it the most, wow, he bought my lunch. The reason that lunch with Don changed my life so much is because he taught me a different way of thinking. And he shared with me, he said, Jeremy, you can make as much money as you want in the music industry. You just have to figure out how to make your own way. And that was such amazing advice because here I grew up in a music environment. I did not think like a business person. They didn't teach us that in school. And it was that conversation where I started to think differently. Don taught me that if you want to make money, you need to go to the publishers and you pitch them ideas and you say, look at this project idea. What about this project idea over here? And you know, if you have some good ideas, then they'll bite on it and they'll fund it. And now you've created some work for yourself. And I learned at 22 that if I started creating work for myself, I could survive in this business that we call music. And I did it for 9 years. It was a really exciting adventure. I made a full-time living and better than full-time for a lot of people. And that was really my outcome. My outcome was to just make money. But internally, I really had this struggle where I was trying to figure out who I was. I didn't really want to be a musician. Everybody had just told me I should be a musician. And so I kind of had this internal battle about, do I do what I love? Do I make money? You know, I didn't want a job. I wasn't cut out for the corporate world by any stretch of the imagination. And deep down, the truth is I was just trying to figure out who I was. I was trying to figure out what my meaning in life was, not necessarily in an existential sense, but just kind of my role. Where am I important? Where do I fit? And what I found with so many musicians is all of us, it seems like, we're asking that question, am I good enough? Am I important? And, you know, who's going to think that my art and my creativity is enough for the rest of the world? So it was in the middle of this whole journey that I started to become a business person. And one of the things that really opened my mind to what it means to do business was a book by a guy named Robert Kiyosaki called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. If you've never read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you should. It will change your life. At least it changed my life. And the reason is because the big things that I took away from it, number one, is the first time I ever heard capitalism explained. Here I was 22, 23 years old, and I'd never, ever heard the concept of capitalism. Grew up in America. I couldn't have explained it to you if I had to. And I learned that from Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I learned that we can invest some time and some capital and we can get a return on that. And I learned this important concept called passive income. And whenever I was, you know, looking at this idea of passive income, I was like, oh, well, that's kind of like when my parents gave me an allowance. You just kind of knew it was going to come. It wasn't very much. It was like $50 a month or whatever it was. But, you know, that's kind of like that. I put something in motion. I get some energy behind it. And I just know that's going to keep coming. That's passive income. And that really changed my life. And from that day forward, I have never, ever thought about the work that I do or the income I earn the same because of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That changed my life. It was one of those little 2-millimeter shifts, 2-degree shifts that set you off in a different direction. And that is one of the key moments of my life. A few years later, I had a great opportunity to go to a conference that was hosted by Rich Dad, and I didn't know what to expect. I thought Robert Kiyosaki was going to be there. Turns out it wasn't him, but it was still a really great experience. And one of the unique things about it is on my 30th birthday. And so here I was on my 30th birthday. Finally, I'm getting to go to a conference and learning all this stuff from the Rich Dad, Poor Dad people. And I walked out of there and I made a decision. I took my wife down to a little restaurant we like to eat at, a little Chinese place. And we sat out there and we made our dreams and our goals. And I remember saying something that came to me. And it was this. I said, in order to get my dreams, I may have to give up my dream. And it seemed a little esoteric, but what I was trying to articulate is, in order to get the dreams that I really want, which was to provide for my family and to make something of my life and to pull myself together as I saw it, I might have to give up the dream that I was holding on to, which for me was this dream of a music career, which frankly, I really didn't even love that much. I had just told myself that if I could be a musician, then I would be significant. And that was all this internal junk that was going on at the time. And so I walked out of that conference and I said, I'm determined. We're going to go out, we're going to build some income, we're going to learn how to do business, we're going to start buying real estate, we're going to start trading actively and really taking advantage of the stock market and all those things that we learned about. And then I figure once I've done all that, once I've got all the financial things figured out, then I can go do all the music that I want to do. And I set a goal. I said, by the time I'm 35, I'm going to be completely financially free. And that was it. That was my plan. And I walked out of there thinking there's no way that this plan could ever fail. Thank you. I'd like to report a year later, I was on track to make millions of dollars, but the truth is the furthest thing from that. The truth is a year later, my 31st birthday, I didn't want to get out of bed. I was so miserable. My life was completely falling apart. Nothing was working. None of my businesses that I was trying to do was working. Nothing was happening the way I wanted it to. And to make things worse, my wife, who I'd been married to for about 3 years at the time, she said she didn't want to be married anymore. She wanted to leave, and she was going to move to Maryland. So I told a little lie. I said, oh, that's great. I've always wanted to live in Maryland, which nothing could be further from the truth. But I figure, well, I said I was going to marry her till death do us part. So she's moving to Maryland. I must move to Maryland. And so that's what we ended up doing. And it was just a horrible season in my life. But in the midst of that horrible season, great things came out of that. And the truth is, that was another one of those major shifts in my life where something that looked horrible turned into the greatest blessings of my life. So we did it. I sold pretty much everything that I had, sold all of the equipment from my recording studio and a bunch of other stuff, raised a few thousand dollars, and we ended up moving to Maryland. And I did not enjoy that at all. Now here I am. I'm in a foreign land. I'm surrounded by foreigners. Couldn't even get a job. Go to Home Depot trying to get a job, just anything to make a little extra cash. And they said to me, they literally said to me, you don't speak Spanish and you're an American. We can't hire you. And so I couldn't even get a job at Home Depot. I did find this little church that hired me to play their organ, and they were going to pay me $1,500 a month. And I figured, well, that's almost enough to cover my rent up here. And so I went and I did my interview with this little church. It was pretty funny. And I did my whole shtick, whatever the shtick was. And we got done. They said, hey, we really love this. We really want to hire you. Question, can you play the organ? And I thought about it. And problem is, I'd never played the organ before. I never in my life played the organ. So I thought about it a long time. I thought, well, the keys are white and black. It can't be that different than playing the piano. And so I just thought about it. And I asked them, I said, well, do you need the pedals? Do you need the pedals for the organ? And they looked at each other, kind of with these weird looks on their faces, the awkward silence for about maybe 30 seconds, and someone just finally says, I don't guess so. And I said, well, I can play your organ. And that's how I became the organist at a Lutheran church in Maryland, which was a fascinating experience having just left Nashville. But it was exactly what I needed at the time. It gave me some stability. And for the first time in my life, I actually had a steady paycheck coming in and actually paying me something. It was an amazing experience. It was during that season that we got to meet Dr. Fred, and Dr. Fred is probably single-handedly more responsible for getting me to where I'm at today than any other person, because Dr. Fred was the one who gave me permission. You see, at the time, we go in to work on our marriage, and he said, you can't have a healthy marriage if two individuals are not healthy, and he was able to identify very quickly challenges that I was having in my life and realize that I wasn't happy, and I was, you know, seeking this music career that was really a mask for what I really wanted to do and to be underneath. And he said, what do you want to be? And I told him, and he said, why don't you go do it? And all I could say is, I don't know. I didn't know why I didn't want to go do it or why I couldn't go do it, other than nobody had told me it was okay. Everybody kept saying, you should be a musician. You should be a musician. And I wanted their approval and I wanted their blessings. And that was my identity. It was a messed up identity, but it was my identity. And he's the one who said, just go do it. I give you permission, go do it. And so I did. I went out and I started building online businesses and I started to figure out how to market stuff. And within the first 60 days, we went out and we made our first $30,000 online. And it was an amazing experience, not because of the $30,000, but because I discovered how quickly everything can change once my mindset changed. The only real thing that changed was not the knowledge that I had, but the mental freedom that I discovered. And that was my major discovery, that my mindset was the difference. No matter where you are in your journey, what I discovered is it's how you're thinking that will determine what happens next. For me, I had to get away from worrying about what other people were thinking and decide what I was willing to think for myself. And here's the miracle that happened. The miracle that happened that entire process is once I got settled with myself, once I went out there and I just started doing what my heart told me to do, instead of doing what other people wanted me to do and what they thought was a great idea for my life, when I started doing what my gut, my heart, my intuition told me was the right thing for my life, everything fell in place. I started making money. I started contributing to other people at an extremely high level. And guess who showed up? my wife came back. She says, hey, you're the guy I always wanted to be with. You're the guy that I married. So what I discovered is, in just being true to myself, all of the other things that I wanted in life started to fall into place. I've had the really great fortune over the last 10 or 12 years to experience an extraordinary life. I have no regrets. I have a lot of lessons that I've learned. We've made a ton of money. We've lost a ton of money. It's been an amazing journey of what we've learned that works. I could sit here and talk for hours and hours about all the weird things that have come up. But every one of those things has been a learning opportunity. And that was one of the biggest mindset shifts for me, is to take these obstacles and take these things that look like it's a barrier to success and realize that that barrier is actually the slingshot that's going to propel you to the next level. As we start to think about what does it mean to be rich, as we start to think about the wealthy mindset, the wealthy lifestyle, we have to understand that everybody who has wealth thinks differently. It's a mindset. Wealth is a mindset. We think differently about the type of income that we earn. We think differently about the type of investments that we make. We think differently about the way that we look at the stock market, the way we look at the real estate market, the way we look at the business world. Everything we do in our life is totally different. And what I want to share in this podcast is I want to share the lessons that I've learned. I'm going to share stuff that I'm discovering now, things that maybe I've discovered in the past, things that I want to discover. And this is a journey. It's all a journey. I'm inviting you to take it with me. Thanks for being here. I hope you enjoy the show. Hey, everybody, would you like to experience 7 breakthroughs that changed my life? If you would, I've put them together for you in a series of videos, and it's available on my website at jeremywhaley.com. Jeremywhaley.com. And all you need to do is put your email in there, and I will send you these 7 videos about breakthroughs, 7 breakthroughs that have changed my life. I think they'll change your life as well. So go check it out over at jeremywhaley.com. Also, don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher or wherever you're listening to this podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you can get every episode directly on your iPhone or whatever listening device it is that you are using. Thanks again for being here, and I'll see you next time.